Good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome to News Now for Tuesday. Tuesday, the 16th day of
September
2008. And you're listening to News Now. I'm your host, Jim Lewis, along with
Smith Lewis
and
Duel Green.
Duel, what you have, man?
Vitamin has no effect on cancer. A scientific study in the United States has found that taking vitamin C or vitamin E supplements has no effect on reducing the risk of developing cancer. Researchers from Harvard Medical School tracked a group of 15,000 men with an average age of 64 over a period of 8 years. Just quickly on the whole topic of black-on-black unity, I must say to the people out there that, you know, the time is now to stop all the fussing and stop all the fighting and understand that we are just one people and we're coming from one place. The thing of today is we need to find a solution opposed to always speaking about the problem, because there's much larger problems that's going on out there in the world of today, such as global environmental issues. And it is definitely a serious nature, but because of the fact of we live in what you call quote-unquote democracy, then we're, you know, you got to work and, you know, all these different things that sometimes, you know, we're distracted by what's really happening. And the fact is that, like I said, we're in 2008, so us as black people, number one, need to move on, and we need to really come together and start to build. And everybody who has something to say in terms of a solution, I think that we need to unite starting there and then weed the good out from the bad. The authorities in Grenada have signaled their intention to introduce an anti-sexual harassment bill. Major stakeholders will meet on Tuesday to consider the draft bill, which came out of a concept paper earlier this year. The proposed legislation is one of the highlights of the observance of Sexual Harassment Week on the island, as the authorities attempt to draw attention to a practice they want to stop. Speaking about hurricanes and all the disasters going around the world, I think we got a little bit of Ike over here in Toronto, do we not, Jim?
Ah, Ike. Ike, man, that's all I keep saying every time something go bad with me.
You say Ike?
Ike.
Eggs.
Yikes!
Well, Cuba releases damage details. The Cuban authorities have released more detailed figures for the damage caused by the two hurricanes, Gustav and Ike, which hit the island over a two-week period. They say the hurricanes left the worst destruction caused by storms in Cuba's history, causing around $5 billion U.S. worth of damage. It is also estimated that nearly 450,000 homes, equivalent to about 15% of all those in the country, were damaged in the storms as well. Governor praises hurricane response. Jim, one thing I'm reading right now is The Inconvenient Truth. Have you ever read that book?
No.
The Al Gore book. And it talks about the hurricanes and the natural disasters and the effect that global warming is actually having upon the earth. And we see so much devastation throughout the islands, especially worse after it goes to the coast or the Gulf, because the water is so warm that it increases the hurricane strength and causes havoc around the world. So if we don't control the greenhouse emission, the carbon dioxide going into the air, it's only becoming worse and worse every year around this time.